I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The last time you put a meal before your family, did they do this?
They just break out into spontaneous dance and song because there's food.
Okay, probably not. And it's likely because you don't live in the Sahel region of Africa. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says right now, 8 countries near the Sahara Desert are near famine levels. That's millions of people. Why? There's drought, more people, and a lot more war. So what difference can one person make?
In many places, these folks have really never heard a good news story. They're definitely not living in good news. They're living in bad news because of all that's going on. And so we go in and we're able to share the food and to share love and compassion and a tangible ministry like a food packet for them.
People like you gave $50 and that feeds a family for a month. The food is brought by the Jesus people, local Christians. And all of a sudden, people connect love and hope with Jesus Christ. And think there's nothing you can do about millions of starving people in Africa? Well, you're not actually alone. Phil Liller of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says,
sometimes it almost appears like an apathy comes across some of the church body, and I think we Christians need to be ever vigilant that we are walking in the ways that God wants us to walk.
Jesus talked about the Good Samaritan who reached out to help a person in need when religious leaders ignored the situation. And it's as simple as helping GAIN pack up meals and send them overseas.
A lot of times, if you're going to try and tell someone about the love of God and they're hungry or they need shoes, you just need to help them out physically.
Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get yours, or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.